Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
Attention drivers, when it comes to your vehicle, trust the team you know you can rely on, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, but the team you trust. Are your brakes squeaking? Is it time for an alignment adjustment? Call Big O Tires in Lebanon to schedule your appointment. Big O Tires is your go-to destination for expert brake service and precision alignment. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for the latest updates and special offers. And like manager John and owner Alan always say...
And don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
TC Trailers. Oh.
Honey.
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
That's a good choice. I'm kind of surprised you knew this song.
Yeah, because if they see him on the other side of them, they probably got a free ride, if you get what I mean.
Wow. That's because our guest now in studio is Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Sommer. You're listening to Boone's Best 102.7 and WILO. It is the Party Line Show. And that's thanks to Clinton County, Boone County, Carroll County, DailyNews.com, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Freckles Graphics, Big Deals, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Marshan's Window Tinning, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. You can watch the telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, and that is brought to you by Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Freckles Graphics, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Shoops Country Foods, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, TC Trailers, Reinhardt Realtors, Day in Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water, Boone and Clinton County, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. 659-3338 is the number to call in if you have any questions for Mr. Sommers. And thank you for coming in and wearing another Jerry Garcia tie. So
you're quite welcome.
I know that Mel's listening and she's going to be disappointed because she likes his ties as well, too. So,
and I have to question the joke that we actually started with. If you have to explain the joke, is it a good joke?
I don't know.
It is true that many people, when they first meet me, have been given a free ride up to the courthouse by the sheriff's office.
That's what I was going for.
I get it, but... Yeah, if you have to explain it, is it a good thing?
I don't know. we're gonna go with it anyway today. So, again, Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Sommer is our guest. And, of course, today is the start of the, not that you have anything to do with this, but the Delphi murder trial for the girls. And
certainly, I do not. And that trial, actually, the jury selection began this week, but it begins in earnest today with opening statements and presentation of evidence, perhaps. I'm not sure. But yes, they are finally getting into the actual case.
It's taken 7 years for them to get this point.
Correct.
Is that uncommon for it to take that long in this kind of a case? Because I get it. You know, if you're putting someone out there for murder.
Well, every case follows its own path based on a variety of factors. And so under the circumstances, you know, to say what's normal, not normal, you have to look in detail at what has happened along the way. So there have been a lot of filings and a lot of things to work through in that particular case. It doesn't ordinarily take a criminal case, even a serious murder case, 7 years in the state of Indiana. But I'm sure we can find others where it has.
Yes, I'm sure of that as well. Well, there's not much we can really talk about Delphi, and nor do we want to. We'd like to keep things a little closer to home today, I guess, because mm-hmm. that's going to be everywhere else. And so let's just talk about the big picture for you. What do you think are some of the biggest challenges that you face as a county prosecutor?
As a county prosecutor, I'm trying to uphold community standards. I'm trying to keep the community safe. I'm trying to manage the caseload of my office to serve those purposes. And in doing so, I'm applying the laws as the legislature has written them and the tools that are available for me for rehabilitative services within the community and the penalties that are available for judges to impose to try and rehabilitate offenders. And what I've seen with sentencing changes that started in the state of Indiana in 2015 is that I have a lot more recidivism. I have a lot of offenders who are being arrested and have multiple outstanding cases, and I'm seeing them too often. And so under the circumstances, it tells me that the tools that I have are not adequate to prevent that recidivism.
So what can we do to help prevent that? That's everybody, the problem, right?
Everybody associated with the system is working on it, and they're trying to build better resources at the local level. We have many organizations involved in that effort, law enforcement agencies, community corrections, probation, the courts. And everyone is trying to work to build services for offenders, and some of the toughest problems we're trying to deal with are substance abuse disorders. So you have addiction issues, and those can be difficult to resolve. And so when an addiction leads a person to reoffend and reoffend, I see them back frequently. But then there are other cases that arise out of that kind of pattern of behavior, not necessarily all substance abuse, substance possession or dealing cases. Some of them are other cases of misconduct that arise from being under the influence and exercising poor judgment. So we see those offenders come back again and again in a short period of time. The key element that is missing in the picture that happened in the sentence reform from 2015 is, although it was a savings to the state of Indiana, they didn't have to build new prisons and they had fewer people in the Department of Corrections than what they did prior to the changes in the sentencing reform. And that was their goal. So their goal, they affected their goal. But they left more of those offenders in the local jurisdictions to receive community services. But the money they saved didn't come back to those communities to provide the resources. That's the missing element right now, is the money.
It always takes money, doesn't it?
Well, you know, to provide services to people requires qualified services to be provided to them. Can provide, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to have facilities in which to house those activities and to carry out those activities. And so, yes, money is an element that's necessary in order to accomplish what needs to be done.
Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Summers is our guest, and we had a couple of Frankfort police officers on yesterday, and they said that, you know, we are still very fortunate in our community compared to other communities our size, that we still have relatively low crime, and we don't see as many big horrific crimes as some areas do, like what Delphi is dealing with right now. But one of the things that they said that they do deal with is theft issues. And I hadn't even thought about that. You know, we do hear a lot about drugs and things like that, but they're saying just kind of use common sense on locking things up. And sure. And so that really made sense to me.
Well, property crimes continue, and I don't think that they receive all of the attention that some of the other crimes do, but we certainly have them. And so they kind of run the gamut from minor petty thefts, whether they be in a retail environment or from people's personal property. We certainly see also crimes in the nature of fraud, deceptive practices, where you know one person is taking advantage of another person in one way or another. And so we do have a number of property crimes that my office handles in addition to the rest of the case.
As we get closer to the holidays, do we see that type of crime, theft, and so forth increase as we get closer to Christmas?
Actually, I haven't noticed a pattern of those crimes necessarily increasing. It seems like the retail theft and the crimes of personal property just are always kind of happening.
Sure.
And the pace doesn't seem to go up or down necessarily, except as to the crimes of opportunity seem to be heavily dependent upon weather and whether people are out and about.
I hadn't even thought about that, of course. So if it's a really, really bad winter, maybe there's less theft.
There's less theft because people aren't getting out, although sometimes in bad weather, properties will be, you know, not attended and left unattended, someone will take advantage of. But other than that, it seems to be when people are out and about, and then we have, you know, thefts from vehicles, sometimes called car hopping, unauthorized access to motor vehicles is the way that the crime actually gets charged. It's often for the purpose of petty theft, moving personal items or property from vehicles. And this is where I'm sure that the law enforcement officers that you had here were talking about, you know, don't leave those items in your vehicle and keep your vehicle locked up. Don't leave your vehicle unlocked when it's being parked, you know, street side or someplace where it's accessible. Just common sense, as you say.
Sure. And I think October is I'm trying to think of it. Do you know what I'm talking about, Carl? Cyber awareness, like, you know, to let people, you know.
There have been a number of awareness events in the past.
Yes.
There was recovery awareness earlier in the week. Yesterday was domestic violence awareness. You're supposed to have worn your purple. Did you wear your purple? I won't put you on the spot. Don't answer.
I don't even know what I had on.
I don't remember what I had on.
I've slept since then.
But anyway, yeah, there have been a number of awareness events. I don't remember a specific cyber awareness.
Cybersecurity awareness or something like that. So. But it is a reminder to, you know, folks that, you know, it is really hard. People take advantage of other people multiple ways. And we hear about scams on the phone. We hear mm-hmm. about people letting other folks into their computer. And,
sure.
and but is there a lot? I think those people are really hard to track down. And
they are. Often crimes of that nature that are being done electronically, the wrongdoer is not in the state of Indiana. It may not even be in the United States. Sometimes they're foreign nationals, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would think that's nearly impossible.
Nearly impossible for us to be able to do anything about it. Yes.
So how do we, you know, I was appreciative because Carl put up something about, you know, there was a scam from this place or that place. But mm-hmm. other than letting people know that way, how can we kind of educate? Because, you know, we want to think the best in people. And the fact of the matter is most people are good, but there are those few that are not. So how do we kind of educate folks as to knowing how and when to?
Don't ever give out your personal identifiers unless you're in a circumstance where you know exactly who you're giving it to and it's being used for a purpose that you want. Too often we have scams where someone receives a call that you know, the caller poses as someone with the Social Security Administration or as a law enforcement official who's trying to follow up on, you know, a purported impropriety with their accounts or something of that nature. And then they're asked to give identifying information like their Social Security number and date of birth or even account numbers over the phone. Don't ever do that. If there's a law enforcement officer who is doing an investigation of that nature, then they're not just going to call you on the phone and ask you for that kind of information. They would have that kind of information as part of their investigation already. They wouldn't need it to be given to them over the telephone.
Yeah, the other thing I think of is and I've heard this recently, and I heard it, and the people were so shocked that their grandparents fell for it, was when somebody calls and says, you know, we need money to get your grandson, whatever, out of jail or something, right. And or he's been injured or she's been in a car accident or something. Mm-hmm. And they just automatically want to give those funds because they're like, oh, my gosh, you know. But right. Really, that's a scam as well.
That's a scam. The shock of the information,
yes,
being used and their caring nature for someone who's a relative of theirs is being taken advantage of. But that's not the only kind of scam we see. We also see the common scam of, I'm a foreign national and I need help in opening this account. I'll pay you money in order to open this account. There is this prize money that we need to send you, but in order for you to get the prize money, you need to give us your bank account number. You know,
sure.
Things of that nature that people just need to be aware. There's no such thing as free lunch, and Publishers Clearing House is going to call you over the phone and ask for your bank account number. They may show up at your doorstep with a big check so they can have a photo opportunity.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? It's not like those things don't happen, but they don't happen the way that these scams are done. So just a matter of recognizing the difference between true good luck and someone trying to take advantage.
Absolutely. Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Summers is our guest today, and we talk about all the negatives, but let's talk about something. When you think about your career over time, and I know you've been in law enforcement and this for quite some time, what do you look back on as something that was like, I am so glad that worked out that way, or that's the best thing that's happened in my career, or something that's actually like, yeah, I'm glad it worked out?
As I look back over my career, I think my greatest job satisfaction was probably when I was still working as a trooper and in patrol. And so, I mean, my career in law enforcement started in 1986. I served as a trooper for the Indiana State Police. I was stationed out of the Lafayette Post. And there are certainly some stories I can tell there that are the negative kinds of stories, and some of the horrific things that I had to deal with. But then there were also times when I had an opportunity to help people, people who are stranded on the interstates, or to work a case for someone and get back property for them. So there are those successes. And I think what I would describe in a general sense is that as a police officer working in patrol, every day you encounter problems, you deal with the problem, and you resolve the problem. And so it was because of that short turnaround that there was high job satisfaction in what was being accomplished. Now, since then, the effort, you know, went on to be a detective, and then I served the Indiana State Police as a lawyer, and then I've been serving here as a prosecutor for 17, going on 18 years now. The investment of effort in every particular problem that crosses my desk has this longer turnaround time to it, where you put the effort in over a longer period of time before there's finally results.
Sure, yeah.
And so the satisfaction just takes longer to arrive at.
Yeah, I believe that. Well, anything else you would like to add for us today? Again, Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Summers is our guest today. Anything you'd like to add, or anything happening in the community you'd like people to know about right now?
Well, I know we're coming up before the next time that I'll be back on the Halloween celebrations, and so I would ask everyone to have a healthy and safe Halloween. Close supervision of children, for people who are older who are out celebrating, do it responsibly. Remember things like designated drivers, and don't put yourself in situations that you shouldn't be putting yourself in. And that way we can all have a happy Halloween.
Yes.
That's what I would wish for everyone.
Well, thank you very much. Again, Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Summers, our guest today, and we're going to take a quick break and come back. You're listening to Party Line on Boone's Best 102.7 and WILO.
Hey, everyone. It's Rick from Freckles Graphics, Indiana's hottest graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products company. But now we're new and improved with the addition of laser etching, embossing, and all your signage needs. We are officially your Swiss Army knife when it comes to all your marketing needs. Don't get burned by online empty promises. Get what you want, when you want, and how you want it with Freckles Graphics. Team up and take control of your apparel and marketing needs with a local company that puts you first. Freckles Graphics has a friendly staff, complete art department, and lightning fast turnaround. At Freckles Graphics, we're here to make you look good. So trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. Give us a call at 449-8463. That's 449-8463 or FrecklesGraphics.com.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Big deals. Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Looking for reliable heating and cooling services? Look no further than Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. From residential and commercial services to generator maintenance and custom ductwork fabrication, they handle it all. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll counties, including the nearby areas. Jim's is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call Jim's today at 765-601-1461.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
96.9 FM, AM 1570, WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 in Party Line on a Friday. And we've got our sports master in today. Sam is with us.
What's a master? Guru, maybe. Master?
I'm not, a little much.
Not quite at that level.
That's
yet.
A little much. All right. Well, we'll go with that. Anyway, it's Friday night football. Woohoo! TGIF. And great weather for football tonight. Oh, hello.
This is what you dream of for yes. Friday football. It's a little chilly. There's some. A little bit of wind, but that's football for you.
That is football. So let's talk about the games tonight.
Yeah, we'll be heading over to Tri-Central to watch the Clinton Central versus Tri-Central game. Both of these teams kind of started the season off well and have struggled down the stretch, but I think this is their get-right game as head of sectionals for both of these teams. So we'll watch an exciting matchup. There's another good matchup on Hoosierland TV. It's Carroll versus Sheridan, and that is, I think, probably one a lot of people circled before the season started, and it might mean a little bit different things now. With Sheridan having two losses, Carroll has clinched the Hoosier Heartland Conference championship outright, even if they lose this game. But I think we all know Carroll wants to go in there and win and finish the season undefeated, the regular season at least.
All right. Well, your Hoosierland TV game of the week is Clinton Central at Tri-Central. And how are the teams as far as health, Central and Tri-Central? Do they have everybody this week?
Both teams have struggled with injuries. Both teams are getting guys back, but then also losing guys from a week ago. I saw on social media that Clinton Central's JV team went in with 12 players against Delphi and was able to come out with a victory. So that's just impressive in itself. But this is the point of the high school football season where you have a lot of guys that are banged up, and you have to decide whether, am I hurt or am I injured? Is this something I can kind of fight through and play through, or is this something that's going to sideline me for this week?
And this is our last regular season game this tonight, right? Before
Correct.
We start sectionals next week.
Yeah, sectionals starts next week, and we've got some great matchups for sectionals, and we'll be announcing who we're covering at the beginning of next week for that sectional matchup, and you can hear that on the radio on WILO.
Crawfordsville at Frankfort tonight as well. Clinton Prairie at Eastern. Delphi at Taylor, Western Boone at Lebanon, Twin Lakes at Western. So lots of great games again tonight as well. But again, you can watch on HoosierlandTV.com, Clinton Central at Tri-Central, and Sheridan at Carroll. So there's also a Purdue game tonight. Isn't tonight Purdue under the lights? Yeah, it is.
Is it?
It is.
I don't follow Purdue sports because, I mean, they're Purdue.
I was an
IU
grad.
Oh, my gosh. I know their football team is not doing that well, but although, wow, that hurt a little bit.
Although last week Purdue came out and played really well against Illinois, a ranked team, and probably should have won in overtime. But
keyword there, probably.
But couldn't pull it out. So, hey, that good showing kind of at least helps Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Purdue looked decent against a ranked team. So
yeah, Purdue's under the lights tonight. Also, we need to talk about Inside the Huddle tomorrow. What's the plan for you guys tomorrow?
Yeah, Don Stock and Kyle Etherington will be here to talk to all the football coaches for one final time after the regular season. And then we'll kind of change up the schedule as we start to think about basketball and the rest of the sports kind of wrap up. We'll do some sport wrap-ups with a couple of coaches and talk to a bunch of different coaches.
That's exciting. So when's the first basketball game then? Do we know that?
Well, girls will start earlier than the boys do. The kind of big kickoff night for boys basketball in Indiana is the day before Thanksgiving. We'll have a big game that day. There's a couple big games going on in the area, so we're still finalizing our schedule, but we'll have that schedule out to you and put up on Clinton County Daily News as soon as we get it done.
All right, but girls start first.
Girls start first, and we'll do a couple of girls' games early, and then we'll go back and forth and flip between them throughout the season.
What about volleyball sectionals? Have we been there yet?
Volleyball sectionals are currently going on. Clinton Prairie won earlier this week. They had the early game against Traders Point, and they won, so they moved on, and we'll take on Bethesda Christian tomorrow. And then Carroll, I'm going to put up a story, but they almost pulled off an epic comeback. They were down 2-0 and then came out and dominated sets 3 and 4, and then they lost set 5 by 2, 16-14. So it took some extra points there for Frontier to take down Carroll, but great fight from Carroll. And then Rossville ended up beating Clinton Central last night, so Rossville will play Frontier tomorrow at 12:30, and Bethesda Christian at Clinton Prairie will play at 11. And then the two winners of those matchups will play at 6 p.m. at Rossville.
Tomorrow night,
correct.
So we'll know who the sectional winner is by tomorrow evening then.
Correct, yeah.
All right, so we'll have that up on CCDN, BCDN, and C2DN here in the very near future for folks. All right, so you...
One more thing, and yes. I forgot about Carroll Soccer. Carroll Soccer was playing in the regional semifinal against Faith Christian. Unfortunately, couldn't pull it out. They lost 6-1 last night, but a great season for Carroll Soccer. Congratulations to them, and a great season for Eli Falkenberg and all the records he set this year. And he'll continue playing with Carroll football and have a chance to play a little bit more fall sports. But wanted to say congratulations to them for a great season.
Yeah, that has been a great season. So kudos to him. You're right. Anything else on sports we need to talk about?
I don't think so. I think we're kind of covered it all.
All right. So Inside the Huddle tomorrow morning beginning at 9 o'clock, and the guys will be out tonight, of course. You can watch Clinton Central at Tri-Central and Sheridan at Carroll. Both of those are on HoosierlandTV.com. Your game of the week is Central at Tri-Central. Also going on this weekend, we need to remind folks that if you like a good party, the folks at the Moose know how to put on a good party, and they're having their Halloween party tomorrow night. It all starts at 7 o'clock. Second Chance Band will be there as well. They're doing a $1,000 countdown. I love it. Tickets are just $10. I mean, that's super cheap. The party, by the way, is open to everyone, so you do not have to be necessarily a member, although they would love it if you would like to become a member. They're asking that you wear your best costume because they're having a costume party as well. I love that part. So they're going to make winners with the costume party as well. And that is tomorrow night at the Frankfort Moose. Also, Mabel's Ride is hosted by Raised by Heroes Indiana Motorcycle Club. That is tomorrow. The ride is for a four-year-old girl named Mabel who was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at just 11 months old. And what they're doing is trying to raise funds and awareness to get her a diabetic alert service dog. And so they're doing a ride. It's from, registration is from 10 to noon tomorrow. Kickstands up at 12. It is bikes, cars, trucks, whatever. But bikes are $20. Passengers are just $5. Or carloads are $25. They will start at Roadhouse 39 in Frankfort, and they'll end at the Raised by Heroes Clubhouse. That is in Sheridan. Then they have some other activities going on there as well. They'll have food, and then there will be a 50-50 auction and raffle, and there will be a special appearance by Jason Wells as well. So that's all happening tomorrow. And so lots of things to do. Get out to watch football or get to the Moose Lodge or Mabel's Ride, because this weather this weekend, probably next week, I saw at least, I don't know, through Tuesday, maybe Wednesday.
In the 70s.
It's still beautiful, and then reality starts to hit again. And
that's when the furnace comes back on.
I was going to say, do you have your furnace on, Sam?
No, I've just turned everything off. We had the air on, because I like it cool in my house. So we had the air on, and then we just turned everything off, and now it's just sitting comfortably at like 70 degrees, and so I'm not touching anything.
Don't touch anything.
Mine feels like it's in the 40s, so I need it.
I understand. Well, I'm cheap, so I waited forever before I finally turned the furnace on, but I did eventually. So, but I'm ready to shut it off again and go with Sam's plan, just not have anything on for a while. So, all right, I will be back here in just a few minutes on air, and then, of course, coming up at 10 o'clock, you can get in your requests with the free play, but we appreciate you listening to Party Line weekdays right here on WILO and Boone 102.7.